我们首先要看罗马书第一章。
First of all, we want to look at Romans chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God.
我们再要看路加福音第十一章。
And then let's turn to the gospel of Luke, chapter 11.
路加福音第十一章第三十一节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 31.
当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来定这世代的罪，因为她从地极而来，要听所罗门的智慧话。看哪，在这里有一人比所罗门更大。
Luke chapter 11 verse 31, the queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here.
看哪，在这里有一人比所罗门更大。
Behold, a greater than Solomon is here.
主耶稣说这句话的时候，他所指的是哪一个人呢？
When Jesus spoke these words, who was he referring to?
他说看哪，在这里有一个比所罗门更大。
He said, behold, here is someone who is much greater than Solomon. Who was he referring to?
当时的人都不知道他说的是谁。
And back then, people didn't realize who he was talking about.
32节。
Let's look at verse 32.
当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的就悔改了。看哪，在这里有一人比约拿更大。
Verse 32, the men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here.
看哪，在这里有一人比约拿更大。
And behold, a greater than Jonah is here.
这个人是谁呀？
And who is this person?
他们不知道。
They didn't know.
所罗门是一个智慧的君王。
Solomon is a very wise king.
约拿是一位先知。
And Jonah was a prophet.
约拿曾经被丢在海里，吞在大鱼的肚子里。
Jonah was thrown into the ocean and was swallowed up by a big fish.
过了三天三夜，他还能够活。
And after 3 days and 3 nights, he came back alive.
这真是一个神迹啊。
That was a miracle.
当时耶稣提到所罗门的智慧，约拿的神迹。
So back then, Jesus mentioned the wisdom of Solomon and the miracle of Jonah.
他说在这里有一个人比所罗门更大，比约拿更大。
But he said there's someone here who is greater than Solomon and than Jonah.
听他讲话的人不知道他说的是谁。
People who heard him didn't know who that person he was referring to.
他们都很崇拜所罗门的智慧。
They all worshipped Solomon's wisdom.
他们也追求约拿的神迹。
They also pursued the miracles of Jonah.
可是他们把耶稣基督，就是比所罗门、约拿更大的那一位，弃绝了。
But they abandoned, they forsook the one who is much greater than Solomon or Jonah.
我们再看哥林多前书第一章。
And let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
犹太人是要神迹，希尼尼人是求智慧。
For the Jews require a sign, a miracle, and the Greeks seek after wisdom.
但我们却是传钉十字架的基督。
But we preach Christ crucified.
在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
Unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness.
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
在这里讲到犹太人，他们追求神迹。
So here it talks about the Jews looking for miracles.
希利尼人呢？他们追求的就是智慧。
And the Greeks are looking for wisdom.
保罗说我们却是传钉十字架的。
But Paul said we preach Christ who is crucified.
我今天讲到的题目就是神迹智慧 还有钉十字架的基督。
And today my message is miracles, wisdom, and Christ crucified.
保罗他是一个传福音的人。
Paul is a person who preached the gospel.
他本身是犹太人，可是神要他向犹太人以外的外邦人传福音。
He was a Jew, but God called him to preach to the Gentiles, other than Jews.
他很喜欢外邦人信耶稣，他也喜欢他自己的同胞。犹太人信耶稣。
He would love that the Gentiles would come to Christ, but he also would love that his own countrymen, the Jews, come to Christ.
犹太人拒绝耶稣，外邦人也拒绝耶稣。
But both the Jews and Gentiles rejected Christ.
他们追求的是智慧，是神迹。
They sought after miracles and wisdom.
保罗却是传这个钉十字架的基督。
But Paul preached Christ who was crucified.
他心里面很痛苦。
So he felt pain in his heart.
他把最好的给他们，可是他们都不要。
He wanted to give the best to the people, but they didn't want it.
在这里我们要讲三件事。
So I want to talk about three things here.
神迹。
First, about the miracles.
智慧。
And then wisdom.
钉十字架的基督。
And Christ crucified.
我们知道看见神迹最多的人就是犹太人。
We know that the Jews saw the most miracles.
神带领他们的祖先从埃及出来。
God led our forefathers leaving Egypt.
他们在旷野四十年，每天吃的东西都是神迹。
So during the wilderness wandering, every day what they ate was a miracle.
他们喝的水也是神迹。
And the water that they drank was also a miracle.
他们四十年穿的衣服没有坏。
And then the clothes did not wear out in that 40 years, and the shoes did not torn.
这都是神迹。
These are all miracles.
后来他们过红，过这个约旦河，进到迦南地去。
And then they crossed the river Jordan, entering into the land of Canaan.
这个约旦河里开了一条路过去。
And God opened up a way for them to cross the Jordan.
他们攻打那个耶利哥城的时候，怎么那个耶利哥城就倒下来了？
And when they fought against the city of Jericho, Jericho tumbled.
后来主耶稣到世上来的时候。他行了更多的神迹。
And after Jesus came to the earth, he performed a lot more miracles.
圣经上记载好几十个神迹。
And the Bible recorded more than 10 miracles.
还有很多没有记下来。
And there are many, many miracles which were not recorded.
这么多的神迹行完了以后，后来耶稣最后他被钉在十字架上。
So after Jesus performed so many miracles, he was crucified.
到底什么是最重要的？
So what is the most important?
有些人不相信神迹。
Some people don't believe in miracles.
他们喜欢登山宝训，喜欢哥林多前书十三章。
They like the Beatitudes, they like 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
可是一看到圣经里的神迹，他们就保留。
But when they saw the miracles, they had a reservation.
这是他们在读圣经的一个大的困难。
And this is a big difficulty when they read the Bible.
他们接受一部分的圣经，拒绝
They accept part of the Bible and reject the other part of the Bible.
有很多不相信圣经神迹的人，他们也喜欢读圣经。
And there are many people who don't like miracles. They also like to read the Bible.
这是一件很奇怪的事。
So this is something very strange.
他们也相信圣经里面记载有一位神。
They believe that there's a God recorded in the Bible.
可是他们不相信神迹。
But they don't believe in miracles.
我不晓得我们在座有人。会不会也是这样？
I don't know if some of us were like that.
大家想想看。
So let us think about.
假如圣经里面记载的是一位神，
If the Bible records a God,
而他是不会行神迹的，
And then he cannot do miracles.
你怎么能够证明他是神呢？
Then how can you prove that he is God?
有一个人他说他是医生，他一个病人都没有。
So if someone says he's a doctor, but he has no patients,
你相信他是医生吗？
Do you believe that he is a doctor?
有一个人说他是 professor， 他一个学生都没有，你相信他是 professor 吗？
And what about a professor who has no students? Do you still believe that he is a professor?
有一个人说他是将军，他一个兵都没有，你相信他吗？
Someone claims to be a general, but he has no soldier. Do you believe that he is a general?
假如耶稣他从来不会行神迹，他说神，你能够相信吗？
So if Jesus never did any miracle and he claimed himself to be God, do you believe him?
为什么在读圣经的时候，别的地方你都喜欢，一遇见神迹你就拒绝呢？
So why when you read the Bible, there are places you like, but when it comes to miracle, you would reject?
假如耶稣不会行神迹，你说他是神，告诉你，我就不相信。
So if you say Jesus cannot perform miracles and yet you say he is God, then I will have a hard time believing that.
他是神，他能够行神迹。
So he is God and he can do miracles.
我很喜欢一首英文的歌。
I love an English song.
这个歌的名字叫做 Somebody Bigger Than You and I.
那这首歌的名字就是有一个人比你我都大。
我很喜欢这个歌。
I love the song a lot.
我可不可以唱？
Sure.
Who made the mountain? Who made the tree? 我的英文不太好，我唱的你们听不听得懂啊？
听得懂。
啊？
他说谁造了山？谁造了树？
谁创造了山？谁创造了树？我们人能够盖房子，我们不能够创造树。
We man can build buildings, but we cannot create mountains or trees.
Who made the mountain? Who made the tree? Who made the rivers?Flow to the sea.
谁造了流向大海的江河？
Who sends a rain when the earth is dry? Somebody bigger than you and I.
当地球干旱的时候，谁差遣雨？就是那一位比你我大的。
这个歌是不是很好啊？
啊，非常好。
我很喜欢。
It's a very wonderful song. I love it.
还有下面还有几句啊。
And a few more verses.
Who makes the flowers?Bloom in the spring.
谁使花在春天开？
Who writes a song for the robins to sing?
谁写了让 robin 这个鸟唱的歌？
Who hunts the moon in the starry sky?
谁将月亮挂在星空
满天？ Somebody bigger than you and I.
是比你我大的那一位。
这个歌是不是很好啊？
好， this is a wonderful song.
哎呀，我好喜欢这个歌。
So I love the song.
我常常就喜欢唱。
So I love to sing this a lot.
有人想办法要解释圣经上的神迹。
Some people try to explain the miracles in the Bible.
他们的用意是很好的。
Their intention is good.
他们希望他们解释一下，帮助人能够相信。
So they hope by that explanation, people can come to believe God.
有人说啊，约旦河的河水怎么会干了，让他们走过去呢？
Some people would explain how come the river of Jordan, the water dried up, so people can walk through it.
他们研究的报告是这样。
So their research report is like this.
在很久很久以前。
So many, many years ago.
就是以色列人要过约旦河的时候。
When the Israelites were passing the river Jordan.
约旦河的上游有一个山突然倒下来了。
So there's a mountain by the Jordan River on the upstream, and all of a sudden the mountain collapsed.
就把那个河堵住了。
And then stop the flow of water.
下面的就干了。
So it became dry downstream.
他们就走过去了。
And then they can pass through.
这个是可能的吗？
Is that possible?
上面，我不是说上面不可能有一个山倒下来。
I didn't say that it's impossible that a mountain would crumble.
假如真的有一个山倒下来，把那个河挡住了。
So if there is indeed was a mountain that crumbled and blocked the flow of the water.
约旦河的底是水泥地吗？
But was it a concrete?On the riverbed.
上面一挡住，下面马上就干了吗？
So could it be that when it's blocked upstream, then it became dry downstream?
圣经上讲到以色列人走干地过河。
The Bible talked about Israel walking on dry ground.
上面挡住了，下面也不可能立刻就完全干了呀。
So even if it's blocked upstream, it couldn't be dry right away downstream.
他们想办法要解释神迹。
So they tried to explain miracles.
可是很困难。
It's difficult.
英国有一个有名的传道人。
There was a famous preacher from England.
C.H. Spurgeon.
Spurgeon.
他说你要为圣经辩护吗？
Say, do you need to defend for the Bible?
你好像想要保护一条狮子。
It's like you want to protect a lion.
你不必保护狮子。
You don't need to protect a lion.
你只要把狮子放出来，它就会自己保护自己。
Just let the lion out, then the lion will protect itself.
我们不要想用我们的方法来解释神迹。
So don't try to explain away the miracle.
神迹就是不可能的事情发生了。
Because miracles indeed are impossible to happen.
神能够做我们不可能做到的事情。
So it's something that God can do that we cannot do.
为什么保罗在传福音的时候不讲神迹呢？
So why Paul did not talk about miracles when he preached?
神迹只能够满足人的好奇心。
Because miracle can only satisfy our curiosity.
你看见一个神迹还想看一个神迹。
So once you see a miracle, you want to see another one.
耶稣有一次刚行完一个神迹，又有人请他再行一个神迹。
So one time Jesus performed a miracle, and right away somebody else asked him to do another one.
我以前听说有地方有特别的聚会。
Before I heard that there's a special meeting happening somewhere.
有人有特别的恩赐为病人祷告。
Someone has a special gift to pray for the sick people.
有人拿着拐杖上台，后来拐杖丢掉了，走回去了。
So some people would go up on the stage with a crutch, but then
after praying, they threw the crutch.
And then people with polio were healed.
瞎眼也看见了。
And the blind people could see.
有一些基督徒也跑去看。
So some Christians would go and watch.
我觉得很稀奇。
So I feel that's very curious.
这些基督徒存着一个好奇的心去看。
So Christians went there with a heart of curiosity.
假如你是一个非基督徒，你存着好奇的心去看。
If you're a non-Christian and you went to those kind of meeting with lots of curiosity.
假如你是基督徒，你也存着好奇的心去看。
Even you, if you are Christian, you also go with curiosity.
我为你害怕。
I would fear for you.
因为圣经上讲的，没有看见就信的有福了。
Because the Bible talked about the people who believe without seeing.
有些人他虽然说他相信，他还是要去看一看，他才相信。
There are also some kind of people who say they believe, but actually they were seeing is believing.
这个世界上不是没有神迹，有很多神迹。
So there are quite a few miracles, quite a
lot of miracles. 可是保罗在传福音的时候，他不高举神迹。
But when Paul preached the gospel, he did not uplift miracles.
想想看，耶稣到世界上来。若是他只是行了一些神迹就走了，我们的罪怎么样都得到赦免。
Think about it. If when Jesus came, he only performed miracles and then he left, how can we be saved?
讲到智慧。
And talking about wisdom.
心灵人是追求智慧的。
The Greek people pursue wisdom.
他们有很多非常聪明的大思想家、大哲学家。
They have many intelligent thinkers and philosophers.
他们不像犹太人。
They are not like the Jews.
他们没有那个宗教的狂热。
They did not have the religious fanatical belief.
他们是非常理智的，非常有学问的人。
They're very rational and very learned people.
我们这附近有名的大学，你们在里面，那里面有很多这样的人。
So in our colleges, they're full of people like that.
他们追求的就是希望能够做一个至善至美的人。
So what they're pursuing was to become a most good,
the most beautiful people. 最有智慧的人就是所罗门。
And the most wise people in the world was Solomon.
他向神求智慧，神给他超人的智慧。
He asked God for wisdom, and God gave him supernatural wisdom.
没有一个人比他更有智慧。
No one can be better than he was.
圣经上讲到他的智慧非常大，他有广大的心，好像海沙一样不可测量。
And the Bible talk about his wisdom to be very grand as the sand or as the ocean which cannot be measured.
他做箴言3000句。
He wrote Proverbs about 3000.
他写了诗歌1000多首。
And he wrote about 1000 poetry.
他能够讲论利巴论山上的香柏树，还有墙头上的牛膝草。
He can talk about the cypress in Lebanon and then the little grass.
他懂的事情真多啊。
He knows a lot of things.
他能够讲用飞禽走兽、昆虫水族，他似乎没有一样不懂的。
He could talk about the animals in the air and in the ocean and on the land, as if there's nothing that he didn't know.
假如他活在今天，一定有很多人给他很多的名誉的博士学位。
So if he lived today, he would receive many honorary degrees.
他是哲学家，他又是道德家。
Well, he's a moralist, he's also a philosopher.
他是文学家，他又是音乐家。
He can be a literate and also a musician.
他是动物学家，他也是植物学家。
He's a zoologist and also a biologist.
哎呦，好多人都喜欢听他讲。
So many people would love to hear him talk.
所罗门的智慧是多方面的。
So his wisdom covered many areas.
我今天要跟大家提到他写的两本书。
I want to mention about 2 books that he wrote.
都记载在圣经里面。
They are all in the Bible.
一本是传道书。
One is called the Ecclesiastes.
哎呀，这个字好难念哦。
Ecclesiastes.
还有一本书呢，就是
Song
of Solomon. 是这个雅歌。
And then a Song of Songs.
这两本书都是所罗门写的。
And Solomon wrote these 2 books.
他是讲到两种不同的智慧。
He talked about 2 kinds of wisdom.
一种的智慧就是今天世界上很多人追求的，怎么样满足自己。
One kind of wisdom is what people nowadays pursue, is how to
satisfy yourself. 以人为中心的智慧。
It's a person-centered, people-centered wisdom.
所罗门非常有钱。
And Solomon was very wealthy.
他盖着很漂亮的宫殿，漂亮的花园。
He built his palaces and beautiful gardens.
他让歌唱的男女天天在他面前表演。
And he had many musical performers performing for him every day.
他有好多吃不完的好吃的东西。
And he has many delicacies that he, you know, he couldn't even finish.
这就是传道书所写的。
So this is what the book of Ecclesiastes is about.
没想到在传道书里面最常出现的一个字。
But the one thing we didn't imagine to be happening in this book was the word vanity.
有人计算有三十一次提到虚空，虚空，虚空，虚空。
The word vanity was mentioned 31 times.
他一直在想要满足自己，最后他就是觉得虚空。
He was pursuing everything to satisfy himself, but he found everything to be empty.
世界上有两个悲剧。
So there are two tragedies in this world.
一个是你想得到的得不到。
One is something you want to have but you don't have.
另外一个就是像今天世界上有些有钱有势的人一样，他想得到的全部都得到。
But another one is you gain everything in the world that you desire.
他最后觉得虚空的虚空。
But then you felt the emptiness.
这就是所罗门所讲的那一种的智慧，满足自己，满足自己，满足自己。
So this was the kind of wisdom Solomon was talking about, is just to satisfy yourself.
另外一种的智慧就是在 Song of Solomon 雅歌里面所讲到的智慧。
And there was another kind of wisdom which is mentioned in the book of Song of Solomon.
那里是讲到一个以神为中心的智慧。
That book talks about the wisdom which is centered by God.
讲到一个基督徒怎么样的羡慕神。
It talks about how a Christian would desire God.
就好像我们刚才所唱的诗歌一样。
Just like the song we just sang.
把神当作他的爱。
You let God be your love.
他跟神有很亲密的关系。
You build a very close relationship with God.
他里面所表现的就是满足。
And then the book reveals a contentment.
这是一件非常稀奇的事情。
And that is something very, very interesting.
你老是集中想到自己。
When you concentrate on yourself.
你把你自己好像关在一个四面都是玻璃的一个房间里面，到处都是看自己，你就是非常的虚空。
It's as if you're living in a house full of mirrors. Everything you see is yourself. Then you become very empty.
假如你想到神,
But if you think about God,
怎么样讨神喜悦,
how to please this God,
怎么样满足神,
how to satisfy God,
想不到的你就得到了最大的满足。
Without knowing it, you get the greatest contentment.
神就是我们人在世界上最大的享受, 最后的满足。
So God is our greatest joy and our greatest contentment.
希利尼人是求智慧。
So the Greek people seek after wisdom.
可是他们可惜的是，他们不是雅各中的智慧，他们乃是这个传道书中的智慧。
But unfortunately, the wisdom they were seeking was the book of Ecclesiastes.
今天世界上很多有学问的人都是追求以人为中心的智慧。
Even today, many scholarly people, what they're looking for is the self-centered wisdom.
最后他们好像得到了，其实是虚空中的虚空。
And toward the end, it's as if they got what they wanted, but then it was a very empty life.
保罗不是没有智慧。
Paul is a person not without wisdom.
他是一个大有智慧、大有学识的人。
He is full of wisdom and knowledge.
可是他不传智慧。
But he does not preach on wisdom.
他只传钉十字架的基督。
He preached only Christ who was crucified.
今天的世界有两大族群的人。
And today in our world we have two big groups of people.
一种是有宗教狂热的人。
One is people with a religious fanaticism.
包括所有的宗教徒在内。
Including all people who have beliefs.
他们所追求的就是犹太人当年所追求的神迹。
What they're looking for, they're seeking after,was the miracles as the Jews.
我们听说有人脱了鞋子在火上跑。
We heard that people would take off their shoes and walk on fire.
有人脱掉衣服睡在钉子的床上。
And some people would take off their clothes and lie on the bed of nails.
有人走很远的路去朝拜某一个地方。
And some people walk a long way to worship someone.
他们都是为了要看神迹。
Because they want to see miracles.
另一类的人不是这样。
But another group of people were different.
他们不喜欢宗教。
They did not like religion.
他们是以人为中心的。
They live a self-centered life.
他们觉得宗教是可怕、可怕的、可笑的。
They think religion is fearful and it's laughable.
我们在这两大群的人中间，我们到底要做什么
？So we are in between these two group people. What should we look after?
保罗说，有些人是要神迹，有些人是求智慧。我们这些基督徒。 这些侍奉神的人，我们要传钉十字架的基督。
So Paul says that some people look for wisdom, some people look for miracles, but we as Christians, we need to preach Christ who was crucified.
为什么保罗这样讲？
Why did Paul say such a thing?
我讲一个故事。
I want to tell you a story.
有人到一个地方去讲道。
There's someone who went to preach at a place.
散会的时候，有一个人来找他。
At the conclusion of the meeting, someone looked for him.
这个人非常迫切。
And he was very eager.
他说：“先生啊，我昨天、前天都来听你讲道，我有一个很重要的问题。”
He said, "Pastor, I came yesterday and today to listen to you, and I have a very important question for you."
你可不可以到我的地方去，我跟你谈一谈
？Can you come to my place? I need to talk to you.
那个人说：“我去。”
So the preacher said, "I'll go with you."
他们到了一个房间，那个人把房门关上。
So they went into a room and the man closed the door.
他们在桌子旁边坐下来。
And they sat beside a table.
那个人就从他口袋里拿了一把枪放在桌子上。
And the man brought out a gun and put it on the table.
他对那个传道人说：“你不要害怕，我绝对没有意思要害你。”
Then he told the preacher, "Don't be afraid. I did not intend to hurt you."
我只是把我的情形要告诉你。
I just want to share you with my situation.
我这把枪已经杀过人。
I have killed someone with this gun.
现在还剩下两颗子弹。
And I have two bullets left.
我今天要跟你谈的问题，假如我不能够得到一个圆满的结束答案，我就要结束了，结束我自己的生命。
He said, "Today, after talking to you, if I do not get a satisfactory answer, I will kill myself."
我这几天晚上都听你讲，你到底讲的是真的还是假的
？So I've heard you preach a few nights. You know, was it true what you preached?
你说耶稣的血能够洗净我们的罪，
这是真的还是假的？ You said Jesus' blood can cleanse our sin. Is it true or false?
那个人跟他讲说：“这不是我讲的，圣经里的话。”
And the preacher, "Oh, it's not what I say. It's what the Bible says."
他说：“我把我的故事告诉你。”
And he said, "I want to tell you my story."
隔壁有一个大的酒馆是我开的。
He said there is a liquor store right next door which I owned.
我雇了很多人去把那些附近工厂里的工人一下班都。骗到我们的这个地方来喝酒。
I employed some people to go and look for all the factory workers to come and drink in my bar.
有些人倾家荡产，有些人上吊跳井。
And some people lost all their money. Some people, you know, jumped the building and died.
有些太太们抱着孩子们来请我，再不要卖酒给他们的丈夫喝。
And some wives were their children to beg me not to give my husband any more drink.
他心里想，我是一个做生意的人，我只是要赚钱，我还管你死活。
He thought that he's a businessman, you know, my goal is to make money.
把这些妇人孩子都推出门去。
So he would push the wife and children out.
像我这样的一个人。
So someone like me.
神还能够接纳我吗？
Can God still accept me?
那个传道人说，耶稣说，凡是愿意的都可以来。
The preacher told him that Jesus said, "Whoever wants to come can come."
从来没有一个到耶稣面前来的人，他拒绝了他。
There was never someone who comes to Jesus and Jesus rejected.
他说，在我这边还有一个很大的赌场，也是我开的。
And here's a gambling hall, which also I owned.
那些人喝醉了酒以后，我们就把他从这个房间骗到那个房间来，把他剩下的钱都骗来。
So after these people get drunk, we move them over to the gambling hall so they can lose all their money.
像我这样的一个人，耶稣还能够洗净我的罪吗？
Can someone like me, Jesus can still cleanse all my sins?
传道人跟他说，圣经上说，耶稣的血洗净我们一切的罪。
So the preacher told him that the Bible says Jesus' blood cleanses of all our sins.
那个人说，我年轻的时候胡作非为，做了很多的坏事。
And the man said again that when I was young, I did many, many lousy things.
我跑到一个大城市里面。
I went to a big city.
我认识了一个很美丽的小姐。
I met a very beautiful girl.
我用花言巧语骗她，让她嫁给我。
So I flirted with her and lied to her so she would marry me.
当她回到我的家以后，她知道我是怎么样一个人，她的心都碎了。
And when she came back home and found out who I'm really like.Her heart was broken.
我们有一个女儿。
We have a daughter.
我有时候心情不好，我就很讨厌这个女儿。
And sometimes I was in a very bad mood, so I hated this girl.
有一年冬天，我在火边烤火的时候，女儿来了。
One winter when I was sitting by the fireside,
我一巴掌把她打到火里去。
So I hit my girl, and she went into the fire.
她被烧伤了。
And she was.
现在我的女儿非常怕我。
So my daughter was very afraid.
我一回到家，她就躲起来。
So every time I go home, you know, she would hide herself.
像我这样的一个人，耶稣还能够收纳我吗？
So a person like me, can Jesus still accept me?
那个传道人站起来摇他的肩膀，他说我到很多地方去传道。
And the preacher got up and shook his shoulder and said, I went to many, many places to preach.
我看见很多的人。
I've seen many people.
但是我还没有看见一个像你这样的人。
But I have not, never met someone like you.
可是虽然是这样，
But even so,
圣经上说我们若认自己的罪，耶稣的血洗净我们一切的罪。
But even so, the Bible tells us if we confess our sins, Jesus can cleanse us of all our sins.
那个人开始流眼泪。
So he began to weep.
他接受耶稣做他的救主。
He accepted Jesus to be his savior.
他把那个传道人送走了以后。
And after he sent the preacher away,
他留在房间里。
He stayed in his room.
他没有回家。
He did not go home.
他的太太和女儿不晓得他又到哪里去疯狂了。
His wife and daughter didn't know.
他整个晚上没有回家去。
So he didn't go home all night.
到第二天才回家了。
And then the next day he went home.
他叫他的太太。
He called his wife.
他的女儿躲在房子里，他叫她出来。
And his daughter was hiding in the room and he called her out.
他说我昨天晚上遇见耶稣了。
He said last night I met Jesus.
我知道我犯了多么多的罪。
I realized how much sin I have committed.
我接受耶稣做我的救主。
I have accepted Jesus to be my savior.
我知道耶稣赦免了我一切的罪。
And I know that Jesus has forgiven me all of my sins.
现在我是一个新造的人。
Now I'm a new creature.
抱着他的太太，抱着他的女儿。
So he embraced his wife and his daughter.
请他们原谅他。
Ask for their forgiveness.
这个世界上有很多人在心灵里面有跟罪恶中间的挣扎。
There are many people in this world who are struggling with sin in their heart.
他能够做很多很多的事情。
They can do many, many things.
他不能够对付他里面那个犯罪的老我。
But he cannot deal with the old man within himself.
我们面临到这样的一个世界，我们要做什么？
So what can we do in this kind of world?
我们都知道这个社会不好。
We know that this world is not good.
我们青年人好像一张白纸，进到这个社会里面，没有过几年就被染黑了。
And we know that all young people were like a piece of white paper, but once they get into the society, you know, they are contaminated.
我们怎么样改变这个社会？
How can we change our society?
中国古代古书里面也讲到有洪水。
In ancient China, in the books, it mentioned about the flood.
有一个有名的中国人叫做大禹。
And there was a famous Chinese man, his name is Yu.
他治水跟他的父亲不一样。
He did a different way than his dad to cure the
flood. 他的父亲治水就是要堵，要堵，要堵。
His father used the blocking method to try to
alleviate the flood. 所以那个水越来越涨，越来越高，泛滥了，那个灾害。
So the water continued to rise and then it flooded the land.
大禹他是用疏导的方法。
But then Yu tried to open up a way for the flood to flow.
他不堵。他把它疏导。
He did not block it, but tried to channel it. Channel the water to the ocean.
今天我们社会上对付罪恶的方法常常都是要堵。
So today our world, the way we try to cure or heal sin was try to block it.
我们有法律。
We use the law.
我们有很多的警察。
We have many, many policemen.
我们有很多的这个照相机。
And we have many cameras.
有很多的社会的舆论。
And then we use the social media.
这些方法都是要堵。
These methods are all tried to block.
可是根本不能够解决最后的问题。
But they cannot solve the basic problem.
圣经上讲到耶稣基督来，他要改变我们这个人。
But the Bible talk about Jesus who came to this world to change us.
他要从内心里面把人改变。
To change us from inside out.
人必须要从里面根本的改变。
People need to change from inside out.
唯有耶稣基督的能力能够改变人。
And only Jesus' power can change people.
你要看神迹吗？
Do you want to see miracles?
你真的要看神迹吗？
Do you really want to see miracles?
你到教会里去看。
You can see that at church.
你看那个真正的相信耶稣基督的人。
Look at those people who truly believe in Jesus.
神能够把他们改变。
God can change them.
保罗本人就是被改变的。
Paul was a changed man.
他本来是个怎么样的人？
What was he like before?
信了耶稣以后，他成为怎么样的一个人？
And what did he become
after he became a Christian? 我们今天在这个社会里面。
So in our society today,
我们面临这么大的群众，这么多的人。
We are faced with so many crowds, so many people.
有些人是有宗教狂热的。
Some people are religious fanatical people.
他们像犹太人一样。
They are like the Jews.
他们要神迹。
They want to see miracles.
另外一些人是追求知识的。
And another group of people want to look for wisdom.
他们是要智慧。
They want a wisdom.
保罗不是没有神迹，不是没有智慧。
Paul, it's not that he didn't see miracles or he didn't have wisdom.
可是他不高举智慧。
But he did not lift up those two things.
他也不高举神迹。
He did not uplift either miracles or wisdom.
他乃是传钉十字架的基督。
But he preached Christ who was crucified.
耶稣基督是这个世界唯一的拯救。
So Jesus is the only savior of this world.
最后我请大家看两节圣经，就做了一个解释。
I wanted you to look at two verses.
请大家看，哥林多前书第二章。
Please take a look of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
第一节
verse 1.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督。并他钉十字架。
For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我在你们那里又软弱，又惧怕，又甚战惊。
And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling.
保罗说他到哥林多去传道的时候的情形。
Paul described this condition when he went to Corinth to preach.
他又软弱，又惧怕，又战惊。
He was weak.Fearful and trembling.
可是他知道他最重要的信息是什么。
But he knew the most important message that he's going to deliver.
他说我下定了主意。
He said, I have made a determination.
我不知道别的。
I have known nothing else.
我只知道耶稣基督。
But only Jesus Christ.
我只知道他钉十字架。
And he crucified.
这就是今天的世界所需要的消息。
And this is the message that the world needs today.
我们真的相信耶稣以后，我们会得到他的能力。
When we truly believe in Jesus, we will receive His power.
他会渐渐地在我们的生命中改变我们。
He will gradually change us from inside out.
我知道我信耶稣以前是个什么样的人。
I know how I was like before I became a Christian.
我知道耶稣基督救了我。
I know Jesus saved me.
很多人都可以做这样的见证。
Many people can also give such kind of testimony.
假如我们中间还有人没有相信耶稣的。
So if there's anyone among us who are not Christians yet,
我希望你把握住你的机会。
I hope that you take hold of your opportunity to believe, in Jesus.
接受他做你的救主。
And accepting as your Savior.
只有他能够赦免我们的罪。
Only He can forgive us our sins.
只有他能够给我们新的生命。
And only He can give us a new life.
这就是我今天要讲的。
So this is the message I want to share with you today.
神迹、智慧，还有钉十字架。
Miracles, wisdom, or Christ crucified.
求神赐福我们在座的每一位。
And may God bless every one of us here.
神祝福我们。
God bless you.
谢谢师母。